The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Okay, we're about to get into 60-second story time, but what just happened? Is it your finger residue that's flavoring Kelly's food?
Ew. You know how when you have a banana in your lunch or in your little anything, like in your lunchbox or whatever?
I never assume that people have a banana. I just always assume they're happy to see me.
Oh, really? Did you do that joke? Really? Anyway, banana makes everything else taste like banana.
Yeah, so I was eating some of these pretzels over here, and I was like, Jen Hobby, these taste like banana pretzels.
They were sitting next to each other.
And Jen's
how does that happen?
And Jen's enough of a foodie that you could see her having some sort of new, oh, yeah, those are banana chip pretzels.
Yeah.
Greatest thing.
No, it was just sitting next to each other.
60-second story time is exactly what it sounds like. We each take 60 seconds, tell a story of something that happened to us in recent memory. While that story is being told, the storyteller has no way of knowing how the rest of us are reacting.
There's no eye contact. There's no physical cues, no smiles, no laughter. You just have to straight up tell the story for 60 seconds. It's a lonely place.
It's a lonely place. And the only thing that the storyteller hears or will hear is the sound of a buzzer.
Yep.
If we are sick of or bored with the story, and if you get two buzzes, you got to stop your story. We never get to hear the end of it. JP, would you like to start?
Okay. I'm nervous.
Yeah, he's like, okay. Got all Minnesota on us. All right. And then the other thing then you'll hear is the clock kick. You hear that popping because then you know you've got 10
countdown.
Seconds.
And do we have music today?
Yep.
We're doing some music? Okay.
Yep. All right. JP, are you ready?
Ready.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
Okay, so I was at Music Midtown over the weekend, and oh man, people were letting their freak flag fly. I saw a guy walking towards me, and he reaches out to grab a branch, and he tries to rip the leaves off the branch with his teeth like a human brontosaurus. I was like, man, he must be on something. And somehow he didn't chip his teeth. It was amazing. And somehow I got on James Bay's bus, and I know it's on his bus. There's a soccer ball on it. It smelled like potpourri, and I felt like I was like the envy of like any girl that was at that concert. And then I went to go see Kesha, and then somebody was telling me to whip it out for Kesha. I'm like, I'm not doing that. What are you talking about? I'm a happily person that's with a girlfriend, and I'm not showing you any of my stuff. And then it started raining, and I had to take a tarp and made a poncho. And then when I was making my poncho, I looked like Joseph from the Bible. And I had this big bandana, and everybody was making fun of my outfit. But you know what? I feel like that's how Kesha wanted it. She wanted people to come out and be a little dirty freak, as she likes to call everybody. And what an amazing time it was at Music Midtown!
You only didn't get a second buzz because of your enthusiasm.
Oh.
I thought it was a fantastic story. I wanted more. I wanted to hear about more freak flags for flying.
Oh. I'm out of breath.
That was great. Why'd you buzz him?
Because it didn't seem like one consistent story as much as it just seemed like a list of things. It was more of a list and less of a story.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, keep it coming.
Well, I was there, so.
You experienced the same thing.
All right, Jen.
Flags were flying.
All right, I'm up next.
Yeah, ready?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to whisper. Jen's like, I'm going into the other room. I wonder if she'll be able to hear, that, the hotkeys, right, JP? So she'll hear the bed, so she'll know when to start?
Yeah, she'll hear it.
Okay. Is she in there? She can't hear us. Is she talking?
Jeff.
Hello, Jen.
Questions.
Jen. I can't hear her.
Hey, why don't you just go ahead and give her a countdown? And she'll tell her entire story in there all by herself, and nobody will be able to hear it.
I'm having technical difficulties on this board real quick.
Well, have Jen come in your room. Ever come in your room?
Come in my room, Jen. It's the isolation booth.
I was going to say, what if we just have her tell her story, and while she's telling her story, we all hide. We all get up and leave, so when she comes back in here, completely gone.
Cool.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Hilarious.
Just all right, give me the thumbs up.
You got to give her the countdown, JP.
3, 2, 1, go.
My daughters saved me from losing the diamond out of my engagement ring. Almost happened. Okay, so here's the story. So for Lauren's very first birthday, we started a tradition. We bought her a really nice strand of pearls. The idea is that we're going to take a photograph of her in her strand of pearls every single year of her life growing up, and then in the hopes that someday she'll wear it in her wedding or on a special occasion of whatever, and it'll just be this very special piece of jewelry. So this weekend was Reese's birthday, so we went to go get her the same strand of pearls, and while I was there at the jeweler getting hers picked out, of course not exactly the same, a little bit different from Lauren's, I was standing there and I asked the jeweler to see if they could check out my ring, and they did, and two of the prongs on the side of the diamond were completely split, and the lady said, basically, do not put that back on your finger. It could fall out. So I left it there, and they're fixing it. So my daughter's birthdays saved me from losing my diamond out of my engagement ring. Avoided panic.
Did she not know her time was up?
She did it. You did it.
Okay.
That was overtime.
Oh, because she didn't.
Extra credit.
Because she didn't have her headphones on. She didn't know.
Yeah.
You just barreled right through that. You just kept going. And I'm like, does she even know her time's up? And JB's like, nah, I forgot to tell her.
I couldn't hear the countdown from the other studio.
Oh, my God. It's so frightening. You thought you could have lost the diamond out of your.
Could have. I could have just looked down and it would have been missing completely. Two of the prongs on either side were. I guess I had banged it up enough that they were split, but you couldn't see it unless you look at it with the jeweler magnifying glass, and they can look at it like 100 times closer or something, and showed me literally two of them split down the middle. So thank goodness.
You know, that happened to a friend of mine while he was running with his wife, and the stone fell out somewhere on, it was on Collins Drive. You know, over there, right along the river.
Yeah.
And somewhere on Collins Drive. This happened years ago.
I think I remember you talking about this. Didn't we talk about it on the radio?
He called into the old radio show and told the story, and then people went to Collins Drive, and he's like, I'll offer a reward if somebody can find it. I mean, it was insured and everything, so you get it covered.
Sure.
But the sentimental value.
Right.
He's like, if anybody wants to go out and look for it.
I know. I was reminded a friend said that her gift to herself every wedding anniversary is to go get her ring inspected.
Oh, that's a great thought.
I was like, that's a good little reminder. Obviously haven't done that in 5 years.
The story that I'm going to tell is one from Las Vegas, but it doesn't involve me because I already shared a lot of my Vegas stories. But it is, you guys are going to enjoy it, you women, because it's all about the stupidity of men.
Perfect.
Yes. So
let's put 60 seconds on the clock, and I will start telling my story. 3, 2, 1. So I'm at a blackjack table in Las Vegas, and the woman who is the dealer is making conversation, and we ask her about her last 24 hours or 48 hours, and she was bummed because she missed a shift at work, and apparently it's a shift where she gets big tips. The reason she missed the shift at work is because her brother and her boyfriend were hanging out, and they were daring each other to do different things. And one of the dares involved putting Gorilla Glue adhesive on their hand and then doing 20 push-ups and getting off the floor. Because if you don't do the push-ups fast enough, right to the floor.
What?
So she now has a hole in her floor, and she spent half of the day before at the emergency room with her brother with a piece of wood on his hand.
Oh my God.
That is a great game, but at the same time terrible. It's like the worst, best game ever.
So the dare.
That is the thinning of the herd right there. Who is doing that?
The dares were that they would come up with different stuff. And he said, put a dollop of Gorilla Glue on your hand and do whatever the number was, 20 push-ups, 10 push-ups, but do them. Nose has to touch. And the guy didn't do them fast enough and literally couldn't get off the floor.
That's like Redneck Olympics or something right there. Ridiculous.
So, and it was her house. Like they all lived together. Her and her boyfriend and her brother all lived together. And her apartment, her security deposit, she's not getting back. So to cut the floor off.
Terrible.
All right, Kelly Cheese,
great
you're
story,
up.
Great story, though.
I'm ready.
You got one? 60 seconds begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so on Sunday, we got rained out of Music Midtown. Had a little delay there, so I went back to my Lesbot's house. And if you're wondering what a Lesbot is, it is my wolf pack of strong, independent, beautiful lesbians that I hang out with in Midtown Atlanta. I love them so much. And I found out that one of them, her name is Erica, has a pet squirrel. Not only does Erica have a pet squirrel, she sets up little like settings, like for 4th of July. She put a little top hat on this squirrel and a little flag and put a whole backdrop behind it for Bass Nectar 2 weekends ago. She set up a DJ set and had him like, it's actually a girl. Her name is Franks. And had her like scratching the DJ stuff. It was so awesome. So I told her about it, and they're gonna set one up for the Jeff and Jen show. And this little squirrel's gonna be a little radio DJ for a day. And it was so much fun. I love it so much. And I also got terrified while I was using the bathroom. Kelsey jumped out from behind the shower curtain and scared me while I was midstream. That was terrifying. Lesbians are hilarious. That's all I got for you. Music Midtown 2016. Woo!
So she has a squirrel. She dresses up like a Barbie.
She dresses Franks up and everything. So she actually sent me a video before Bass Nectar in a group message to all of us. And the squirrel's like spinning, and I thought she found this on the internet. So I was like, where did she find this? And when we were all talking, she brought up her pet squirrel, and I immediately stopped the entire conversation and said, you didn't find this in like the golden treasure chest of the internet? Like, you created this? And then that brought up the conversation of her pet squirrel. And she showed me all the videos. The July 4th picture is the best.
Does the squirrel have an Instagram account?
Erica does. It is America with a K instead of a C.
Yeah.
America_2. And the squirrel's name is Franks. And
I think Franks needs her
Franks.
Own.
Yeah, Franks, she needs an Instagram account.
Yeah, Franks is, I'm telling y'all, I'll show you some pictures. The Franks is the best.
And Franks needs to take requests. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to see the Jeff and Jen.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I love that.
Well, it's not a competition. It's just a way to tell quick stories on the radio. But if it was a competition, Kelly Cheese, you would have won.
Yes. Lesbots for the win.
And by the way, kudos to me, please. For making a comment or not making a comment about the squirrel being the only thing in that house that likes nuts.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.